First, the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians broke ground last week on a new 300-foot cell tower within the boundaries of the tribal reservation. The tower's construction is part of a nationwide multi-billion-dollar initiative that provides more comprehensive broadband access for emergency services. The tower's construction also comes a year after a fatal accident involving a family kayaking around the Apostle Islands that was blamed in part on a lack of cell coverage. Theron Rutna is the IT director for the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. Theron, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Well, give us the basics on this project.
The cell tower project began over 15 years ago as an action of the Tribal Council of Red Cliff. It's been attempted several times over the years, and it's been a long ongoing initiative. 5 years ago, Chairman Bainbridge, of the chairman of the Red Cliff Tribe, brought together an initiative to bring tribal members and tribal employees in front of the newly formed and very active First Responders Network Authority. The tribe had a representation on the FirstNet Tribal Working Group and has worked since then to essentially bring better first responders communication to our area. When FirstNet put out their request for proposal to build the nationwide cellular network, the bid was won by AT&T. Once AT&T won that bid, FirstNet then put out to all the states to be able to create a state plan or take FirstNet's state plan as to how that network would be built out in their state. As part of that state build out, the First Responders Network Authority made the decision to put a cell tower here in the Shawamana National Forest area up in Red Cliff to be able to cover a very large dead zone where there was no cellular communication. The tribe basically offered land for that. We had an industrial site capable of a cell tower up by where our old water tower was. And since that became agreed, we then began that work. Chairman Peterson of the Red Cliff Tribe took over championing that when he took office, and we have pushed through the legal and BIA permits to put up a cell tower today. We hope that that is going to be able to cover all of the areas of the reservation, as well as assisting the surrounding towns and the open water around us.
And Theron, you mentioned that dead zone. What did that mean, that lack of connection there for public safety in the area?
Any public safety member that was outside of the coverage of their land mobile radio system anywhere inside of the Shawangan National Forest and isolated areas of the reservation and the surrounding towns would lose complete contact with dispatch. So they could be out there on their own without being able to talk to anyone either over their radio or for a cell phone coverage. And at that point, they would be essentially lost and unable to assist. With the cell tower being placed, we'll then be able to have redundant coverage for the first responders in the area, as well as the ability for those of us who carry commercial and standard cell phones to be able to contact those first responders.
Right. I understand that this wasn't just an issue for the first responders, but there were a lot of maybe potential emergency calls or searches because somebody just lost connection, their family didn't hear back from them, and because of that lack of connection, they might have made an emergency call that ended up not being an emergency.
Very correct, Rob. With the modern communication method mostly being with the cell phones that we all carry, we expect to be in constant communication with each other. When a family member, a loved one, or a coworker doesn't check in, we all look to see to our cell phones to see where they are, how to find them, how to get contact with them. We will call local law enforcement and expect them to be able to respond. But if someone's lost up here on the reservation, out on one of the roads that doesn't have connection, it can be 3 to 6 miles for them to try to make it to where they can call out. Or perhaps if they're badly injured, they may never be found until somebody comes driving by, which could be hours or days later.
Talking to Theron Rutna, IT director for the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, about a new cell tower going up meant to help fill a gap in emergency response and communication. Theron, can you talk about what this means for tribal lands there in particular?
For the tribal lands, only coverage that the tribe has in this area is a small portion that is coming from splash, or basically what can be seen from the Madeline Island Tower that serves Madeline Island and Bayfield. Less than 20% of the reservation currently has any coverage at all, and what coverage the reservation does have is highly limited. You would not get a good or stable connection even in the best areas. For the reservation, this tower will bring our coverage to nearly 80% of our major populated areas. It will have indoor coverage in all of the major tribal government buildings, as well as cover portions of the town of Bayfield, town of Russell, town of LaPointe, and out onto the lake beyond.
And Theron, I know the focus here is on emergency management and safety issues. Is there going to be a side benefit of now you're connected in places that you didn't used to be?
There will be a very major benefit. The First Responders Network Authority and AT&T allow the commercial bands to go up in these towers, as well as band 14, which is the band specifically dedicated to first responders. When the first responders do not have priority and preemption over that time and that cell traffic, then commercial users on AT&T will be able to use it as well. Because of the planning that the tribe has put in, the tower that's being built will be built with five positions for carriers. One position is reserved for the tribe, but the other four are available for commercial carriers, the top position being taken up by AT&T with band 14 for the first responders. The other three positions will be available to other cellular carriers. The tribe will be approaching other cell carriers that are common to the area to see if they will be willing to put equipment in and gear up on that cell tower so that they will have communications as well.
Getting back to the emergency side of things, I mentioned earlier that tragic story, members of a family dying on a kayaking trip around the Apostle Islands. Tragic in part because of the deaths. Also, the mother who did survive had attempted to call and text to get help, but those calls remained unanswered. I understand they were out of coverage. Did this really highlight the potential hazards of not having this communication?
Yes, Rob. This does very much highlight the potential problems and disasters that can occur from this. I will note that the tribe was working on this project long before this tragic incident, because the tribe had recognized that this could be a possibility, especially with the traffic that comes through, with the ice caves, with tourism, and with remote hiking. It's the reason the tribe has been pushing this so hard for so many years.
As you mentioned, this has been 15 years in the making so far. What is the timeline then on having this thing up and in place?
We don't have a current timeline given to us by AT&T due to the difficulties in construction and acquisition of things like steel and other resources. But AT&T assures us that we should have this completed within this fiscal year, and we're hoping to have it up and running by late fall. But again, that timeline is completely tentative and could change based on natural disasters, just the weather itself up in the Northland, much less the availability of resources beyond our control.
And you mentioned you've been working on this locally for a long time. This is part of this big national project to fill in gaps just like this. Can you talk about what you've seen on the national level as you've been working on this process?
As a member of the First Responders Network Authority Tribal Working Group, as well as the FCC's Native Nations Task Force and Department of Homeland Security SAFECOM, the tribe is very interested in getting this moved out to other tribal nations as well as to other rural areas. And each of the reservations that I have visited, each of the rural areas that I visited, have the same problems that Red Cliff does. In the rural areas of the United States, it's very difficult for us to get communications because it's not commercially viable. The only way for those communications to get in, oftentimes, is for the federal government to step in and offer money, such as through the First Responders Authority, to be able to cover these areas that would not be commercially viable.
We'll leave it there for now. Theron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Theron Rutna is the IT director for the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. He joined us today to talk about the new 300-foot cell phone tower scheduled to be built within the grounds of the tribal reservation. It's part of a multi-billion dollar public safety initiative happening nationwide aimed at filling in gaps in coverage, especially for emergency officials and first responders.